I want to talk to you about believe, what you believe, what you believe. What you believe about your God, but also what you believe about yourself. Belief is a very important thing. It's not just a matter of denomination. It's not just a matter of being a part of a group or a tribe or a clique or a cult. Belief has all to do with your philosophy that you live by, your vision, your purpose, your goals. I know you're weak, I know you made mistakes, I know you've erred along the way, but if you believe me, it is counted unto you as righteousness. The enemy does everything he can to tear down your belief system. You're able to do anything but fail. If you know who you are, then you know who you are not. If you don't know who you are, somebody can ascribe any identity onto you and you will morph into whatever they want you to be. And that's what has happened with a whole lot of us. Some of us have been 10 or 12 different people depending upon who we were with because we don't know who we are. We become whoever they want us to be. And then when they leave us, we are confused because we have no real understanding of who we are. If you open up a business, if you open up a company, one of the things you have is vision, purpose, and goals. And you write them down so all of your staff and all of your team and all your customers can know, this is who I am. I am defined by my vision, my purpose, and my goals. That's my playbook. That's my creed. That's what I believe as a company, as an institution. I can do all things. Somebody say, I can do all things. Say it again, I can do all things. Wouldn't it be amazing if you believe that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believe that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believe that? Say it again, I can do all things. You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody, anywhere, at any time if you just believe that. Say it again, I can do all things. Can you imagine how different your job interview would go if you really believed that and walked in? They said, what do you do? I can do. Imagine if you were taught that from the time you were born into the world. The first thing your mama told you when they spiked you on the behind is, don't worry about it, baby. You can do all things. I want you to understand that the predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. Every time something whispers in your ear and says, you can't make it through this, you can't take this, you're going to have a nervous breakdown, you're going to lose your mind, you're going to die like your mama did, you're going to get sick like your daddy did, you got to talk back to those voices and say, hey! Sickness is a liar. Failure is a liar. Depression is a liar. Suicide is a liar. Despair is a liar. Spirits of heaven is your liar. Disease, you're a liar. Can't learn, you're a liar. Can't read, you're a liar. Can't make it, you're a liar. Can't take it, you ought to call out every liar. I'm not talking about what you say. You know how to say the right stuff. I'm talking about what you believe about yourself. You say the right things. You've been taught how to imitate faith. You talk, as my grandmother said, you talk at the big game. But you go home and live out your belief. If you are unlovable. You didn't believe you were dumb till you heard you were dumb. You didn't believe you couldn't learn till you heard somebody say you couldn't learn. You didn't believe you were unattractive till you heard somebody say. Every time you hit a low place, don't those voices come back up again. Every time things go wrong, don't those voices come back. You have never changed your belief. You can dress up, you can smell good, you can work out, you can say all the right things, you can walk around, you can be debonair, you can be cool, you can be hip, but none of that will overcome that belief that you have in your heart that your life is over, that you made too many mistakes, that you're too old to get anything done in the kingdom. These things that you believe have become your vision statement. It is your purpose. And unknowingly, it has become your goal to live out the damnation of the words you rehearse to yourself. So you're busy trying to get everybody else to like something that you don't like. You're trying to convince everybody else that you are something that you don't believe. You can't get enough people to tell you you're pretty when you think you're ugly. That's why you keep needing some more. Until you change the words that are in your head, you cannot overcome what you will not confront. Talk to yourself. Talk to your mind. Talk to your childhood. Talk to your dilemma. Talk to your crisis. Change your story. If every person in this room who was bitter would, if there was some sort of way you could see it, you'd be shocked at the people who are contaminated. Contaminated with great potential, but they're contaminated because they have allowed their past to bleed into their present and pollute their future. It is when the things on the outside have contaminated the person on the inside. Don't let life make you change your name. Talking about the danger of giving up too soon, making bad decisions, trading, bartering off, giving up people, giving up relationships, giving up careers, giving up your life. You can't make good decisions when they come from a bitter heart. No matter how strong you are, if you're not careful, a series of losses will affect how you feel about yourself, how you see life, and how you approach the future. That's why even when you lay down at night, you can't rest, because your body is still playing repeat of a narrative of things that aren't even there anymore. But your body's reacting because it's still going on in your head. But they say if for 21 days you can change your story. Saying I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. I'm going to be blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. Wherever I go, I will be blessed. I'm saying it over and over again. In the morning, you have it for breakfast. At noon, you have it for lunch. At night, you have it for a midnight snack. I am good looking. I am somebody. I deserve to be loved. I belong in a place of blessing. I'm supposed to be blessed. So after a while, you just say, I can do all. I've been going through 12 years of hell, 20 years of hell, 30 years of hell, 40 years of doubts, 10 years of insecurity, but I'm gonna break out. You'd be surprised at the people that never analyze what's going on with them. You'd be surprised at the grown people in this room who cannot explain themselves. 50 years old and you still can't explain what's going on with them. You never check you out, and you want somebody else to do the hard work of knowing you rather than you knowing yourself. When life doesn't turn out the way you think it ought to turn out, you look for somebody to blame. It's your fault that I'm in this condition. The lack of faith affects your attitude. When you stop believing, see, all of us are survivors, but we wouldn't be here. We all survived something, but we wouldn't be here. But some of us survived with everything working for us. That means that when you wait, you don't just sit down like you're sitting at the bus stop, listlessly, aimlessly looking into the wind and the weather, waiting on the bus to come. It means that while you're waiting, you ought to be doing push-ups and jumping jacks and lifting up barbells because you're renewing your strength. What are you renewing your strength for? Because you need to be strong enough to bear the weight of the favor that God's going to release on your life. This is the time, my God. This is the time. It's amazing how you can be sustained by a thing you can't even describe. You can't even tell people what it's like, but you just know that something is about to happen. Is there anybody who knows what I'm talking about? You just knew something. I don't care whether it looks like your season. I don't care whether you're 17 or 77. When God gets ready to bless you, he says it's never too late for you to get what you need. And I'm telling you today that it is dangerous to give up too soon. People get upset when you got your blessing outside of them. There are some other folk in this room who survived. Didn't have this, didn't have that, didn't have the other, didn't have help, didn't have a husband, sometimes didn't have a job, sometimes didn't have a friend, sometimes you had to push yourself, sometimes you had to encourage yourself. You never had everything working at one time, but you were moving. You were in the dark, but you were still fighting in the dark, working in the dark, bought your house in the dark, raised your kids in the dark. You know God was on your side. You didn't have what they had, but you made it anyway. But whoever you are, I want you to understand this is the time. This is the moment you've been waiting on. You've been waiting all of your life to get to the point that you are right now. You're in the right place at the right time for a miracle to break loose in your life. If it had happened 10 years ago, you couldn't have handled it. If it had happened 3 years ago, you wouldn't have been mature enough to handle it. You had to go through everything you went through in the dark to get you tough enough and strong enough and courageous enough and tenacious enough. And now you're ready. Slap somebody, say, I'm ready. There are a few people, a minority if you please, who are impassioned even when it's painful. Anybody can love you when you're up. Anybody can love you when you just got a promotion. Anybody can love you when you just bought a yacht. But when everybody turns against you and all hell breaks loose and it looks like you're not a winner and it looks like the love doesn't pay, most people make a withdrawal when they don't see a benefit. There are certain things that will happen in your life that make you pick up the pace, that slap you out of your stupor and say, this ain't no time to cry. Because success is never an accident, and if you don't want it, get out of my way. Because there are some people who want to do something with their life who will run. I would rather aim for the stars and not hit them than to not aim at all. I would rather go after it and not get it than not go after it at all. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. I don't want to live with the idea, wonder what would have happened had I done more with my life. I'm gonna go for it, come hell or high water. I'm going after my destiny. Because there are some things in your life that will make you run. If you run after your destiny, you will automatically distance yourself from your history. The one thing I can tell you for sure is that nothing is for sure. Run. Run. You gotta run. You gotta run after your destiny. You gotta run after it. You gotta run after your destiny. 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 You gotta run after it. You gotta run. I'm getting ready to run. Give me some space because I'm getting ready to run. Get up out of my face because I'm getting ready to run. Don't have time for what you're talking about because I'm getting ready to run. I'm gonna run! I didn't get it till I got to this age, but I'm gonna start running. I messed up junior high, but now I'm gonna start running. I messed up high school, but now I'm gonna start running. The moment you get the word, you ought to run. The Bible said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. When God gives you a chance at an escape, don't be cute, run after your destiny. My God, run! Run, do y'all hear me? Run! Run after your destiny. Run after it! Run after it! Run! Don't be ashamed, run! You gotta run after your destiny. You can't stroll after your destiny. You can't walk after your destiny. You gotta run! Everybody in here has made a dumb choice about something or someone or some moment, and you live with the consequences of that decision. 9 months later, or 3 months later, or 3 years later, we all live with the consequences of our own stupidity. It is not the mediocre ideology of doing something stupid, because that is common to all of us. But it is the crisis of being caught in a system of stupidity through which you cannot escape. I've seen people who had the education to go up, they had the gifting to go up, they had the talent to go up, didn't have the right attitude. And eventually, if that attitude, if that heart, if that invisible part isn't right, you can have all the talent in the world, but you will always end up getting spoiled by your own attitude. You change your friends, you change your address, you change your phone number, you change the songs you sing, you change everything else, but you didn't change your mind. It is not a fanciful ideology. It is not a mere notion of possibility. It is the extreme change of mind that becomes so radical that it affects behavior. We keep living beyond our means. We keep falling prey to the same mistake. And in spite of our desire to change, this is frustration of life, to desire to change. And I want to warn you against making permanent decisions over temporary situations. And that's a good place for you to write, "This too shall pass." Hunger will pass. You'll get another opportunity. Frustration will pass. You'll get another opportunity. Loneliness will pass. You'll get another opportunity. But the enemy offers you a trick. The trick is not to be glorified. It's the stupidity you have to watch out for, because the trick is really not that good when you consider that you are giving away your future. Either your troubles make you better or they make you bitter. I'm about to have a new norm. You're stuck in the same pattern that you were before, and you can't figure out how to break it. You've cried about it, but you keep going back. You've shouted about it, but you keep going back. You've even prayed about it, but you keep going back. And you can't figure out how somebody who cried for it and shouted for it and sang about it and started going to church on Sunday, and why does this still keep happening to me? I don't know whose prayer I'm breaking into, but I'm breaking into somebody's prayer saying, "Lord, why do I keep going through the same things over and over again? I go to church now, I tithe now, I shout now, I leap now," and the Lord sent me here to tell you, it's no problem with your sentence, the problem is with your default. Until you change your default, you will always go back to being who you were before, because you have never changed your mind. You have to will to, and you have to want to. "I got sick of it. I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't need it. I changed my mind. I changed my default setting. I'm not going to fall back into the same tight print I was before. I changed." So you have to always watch your attitude. You have to look at what's growing up in your heart. Look at not what you said, because you've been taught to be polite. Look at what you were thinking. Change your mind. I know that there are people in this room that are trapped. They're stuck on stupid. They're stuck on broke. They're stuck on tricking and scamming. They're stuck on desperation. They're stuck on bad choices. They're stuck in lust and stuck. They're stuck, controlled. They really want to change. They've cried about it. They felt guilty. But today something went off in your head. Make a decision. change the direction, metanoia. I change the direction of the way I think. Then I can change the direction of the way I live. The question is, are you willing to allow a new truth to be planted in place of past experiences and thereby change your mind? Develop a new normal. Attack old patterns. Break old systems. Demand a change. So you have to always watch your attitude. You have to look at what's growing up in your heart. Look at not what you said, because you've been taught to be polite. Look at what you were thinking. Anything you focus your mind on, you can change. You don't have to be an alcoholic. You don't have to be a failure. You don't have to be anything you don't want to be if you ever decide to change your mind. The battleground between right and wrong, between success and struggle, between destiny or that which is derogatory, is fighting for your mind. Let me tell you something that's better than emotions, better than strong emotions, better than strong emotions, is a decision. There's something in your life you don't like. There's a set of habits that are being perpetuated in your life you want to change, then you have power within yourself to change your mind. You don't like the way your life is going? You're the only one who can change it. I don't care who you are. I don't care what title you hold. I don't care what position you're in. I don't care what it looks like to people. This is not about people. This is about your life. Let me tell you something. If you change your mind, I don't care what comes up against you. I don't care who you're fighting. I don't care how big they are. I don't care how tough they are. There is nothing as powerful as a changed mind. Pain is a strange company keeper. It brings the oddest people together. They're the secret fraternity that exists amongst those who have been in pain that is mind-boggling. It transcends the color of your skin. It transcends your background. When you've been through certain things, you feel for other people who have been through those things because you relate to them. If you've never had anything to die in your life, you have the kind of optimism that is annoying. If you've never had anything to go wrong in your life, I don't like to hear you preach. It aggravates me. It gets on my nerves because your preaching has not been balanced by failure. If you've never had anything to die in your life, don't counsel me because you really don't understand me. Because you don't know why I am like I am until you've been where I've been. If you've never had anything to die in your life, don't sit there and tell me, be a man, take it, don't cry. You don't know what I'm taking. You don't know what I'm enduring. You don't understand. Just because you read some books and took a psych class doesn't mean that you're ready to deal with the issues of my life. They're the reason why it happened at this age. They're the reason why it happened at this level in life. It's not a mistake. It's not an accident. And you can never know my successes until you understand my struggles, because my struggles are the pathway that led me into my success. Nothing just happens. I want you to think about the things in your life that seemingly make no sense. Some of them were painful. Some of them were hard to bear. Some of them you're going through right now are very frightening because you have uncertainty and apprehension and anxiety about what's going to happen out of this. And I want you to bathe your soul with these words. Transformative thinking. Some of you got saved, you really are saved, but your thinking reflects where you came from. This will be a transformative year. Truth of the matter is, everybody in here is going through a change. You don't have to be ashamed of yours. We are all in the process of transforming to a higher, better expression of myself. Let this be the year that I birth a higher, better expression of myself. Don't let the habits of my past stop me from this metamorphosis. This is my time. What separates us is transformation, the possibility of change, the desire to evolve, the passion to get up off the ground and stop eating dirt. What I'm trying to tell you, beloved, is that you can have a new year, but it don't mean jack diddly if you don't have a new mind. It is not the movement of the clock that produces the newness of life. It is the movement in your mind. It's one thing to be on the ground and stay on the ground, but it's another thing to be up and fall to the ground. I'm tired of doing what I used to do. If I always do what I've always done, I'll always be where I've always been. I'm going to throw it behind me. There's somebody in this room that nobody would think would be in a church tonight, but you drew them to this place tonight because you want them to be a new me and a new year and have a new attitude and a new mind and a new mentality. If you can kill it in your head, you can kill it in your life. Now the clock can strike midnight all it wants to, but if that thing is still living in your head, it's gonna still be living in your life. If you're still bitter in your head, you're gonna be bitter in your life. You're just gonna have a new calendar to work that same old conniving, hateful stuff that you did last year. You're still gonna be jealous. You're still gonna be insecure. You're still gonna be cussing people out and drinking communion. But if the clock strikes 12 and something flips in your mind and you say, wait a minute, devil, it is over. You can buy a new car, but if you put the old man in a new car, you still want to have the old experience. I'm telling you that a new house doesn't make a new marriage. I'm talking about a new outfit doesn't make you a new person. And if you think you are magically gonna be a new person, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, because new life comes from a new mind and a new way of looking at your life. Thank you. into the future and still think in my past. I cannot let the rumors and the stain of what they said about me destroy my opportunity. The battleground is in my mind. That's where the enemy fights. It's in my head. It's a war that I have inside of me. That's where the fight is. You lay down with it. You get up with it. You go to work with it. You can't digest your food because of it. Smiling in front of people and nobody knows that there's gunfire going off in your head. Because the real battleground is in your mind. It's never in your circumstance. It's always in your head. Put it behind you. You're going to hear all kinds of things said about you. Throw it behind you. The enemies that you see today, you will see them no more. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Every tongue that riseth against you, God will condemn. This is your moment. Your perception has everything to do with how this year is going to work. Sometimes your history determines the fierceness with which you fight against what is in front of you. It is not what you perceive about me, it's what I perceive about me. This is your year of transformation. Complete remodeling, rehabbing, rethinking, removing. Fix me. Fix me where I'm hurting, and fix me where I'm broken, and fix me where I'm tired before. Because if you don't fix me fast, I'm going to lose everything. This is the battleground. It's not a geographical location. It's not debt. It's not money. It's not haters. It's not enemies. It's not liars. It's not backbiters. That's not the battleground. Stop wasting your weapons on what people say, because it is not what they say about you that matters. It is what you say about you that threatens your destiny. You will never be defeated by what they say about you. You will be defeated by what you say about you. There is not a person in this room that does not want change in some way, in some area of their lives. Something that you're working on, you want to fix, you want to get better at, you want to be a better person, you want to evolve your credit, your debt, your bills, your personality, your temper, your temperament, how you handle people, how you handle resources. There is not a person in this room who is so perfect that you are not lusting for change. I gotta kill it tonight. I gotta destroy it tonight. I gotta get rid of it tonight. I gotta throw it behind me tonight. I can't drag that same old mess into another year. Man, have you ever realized you could spend your life anywhere with anybody doing anything? New year, new me. New year, new me. No thing in your life just happened. There are some things that you learn in the process, in the painful grappling of climbing up to a place rather than being zapped to a place. The things that you went through getting there give you the tenacity to stay there. The fight is your friend. My life was shaped in part through tragedies. And the weird thing about tragedies is that they don't tell you that they're shaping you.
Intellect can describe it, but only instinct can find it.
People always remember and talk about how you made it, and you're king, or you're the president, or you're the pope, or whoever you are, but they don't understand what all you went through to get there. By the time I figured out what life was all about, it was time to go. I've been sick before. I made it. I've been broke before. I made it. I've been brokenhearted before. I made it. I cried all night, but I made it. I've been betrayed, but I made it. I've been lied on, but I made it. I've been destitute, but I made it. I've been rejected, but I made it. Sometimes when you're imagining how things are gonna go, they don't go the way you imagined. And if you're a weak person, you will quit because it didn't go the way you imagined it. If you don't learn how to master the breaking point, you may have many ventures, but you will not accrue massive success in any area because you have not mastered the breaking point. Every time life runs you to a breaking point, you will give up and quit. You will back away and run. You will say, this is too hard, this is too emotional, this is too stressful, and you will back away. You cannot be a champion until you have survived a breaking point. If you don't learn how to touch people, you can never stop the issues that exist internally or externally in your church, in your life, in your family, in your business. So the one thing that the enemy is determined to do when you are at a breaking point, the first thing he wants to do is isolate you. The only thing wrong with your dream is that you're trying to do it by yourself. The difference between start and finish is determined by how you handle the breaking point. in the process of growing up, whenever wheat comes up, tear comes up to the same proportion. Or let me say it in a way that's familiar to you, new levels bring new devils. So while you're coming up, on one side, your haters, problems, situations, circumstances, responsibilities, debt factors, bills, organizational infrastructure needs all come up at the same level. That one side, you can't come up over here and not come up over there. They both grow up together. Just because your circumstance don't reflect it right now doesn't mean that you don't have it. Believe in yourself and get up out of there and go do what you've got to do. The whole world has turned its head to hear what you have to say. Do you have something to say or not? What you do over the next few months will determine the next few years in your life. How you manage the critical mass of this moment will determine the outcome, whether you acquiesce back to the gravitational pull of your ordinariness or whether you break through into another orbit and another dimension of who you are. I would suggest to you that everything you have gone through in your previous dimension has prepared you for this next dimension, and you're right on the verge if you can master the breaking point. You earned it, you scuffled for it, you fought for it, and now you can hold it down. That one premise was the catalyst to changing my perspective on how to manage the rest of my life. I did not know that I cannot control the variables. I can only control the perspective. I'm gonna be the best me. I'm gonna do all I can do, even if it risks you hating me. I'm going for it. That's the choice you have to make, or don't get in the game. Isn't it amazing how your life, when you finally get the opportunity you've been waiting all your life to get, if you reach out to take it, there's a threat? You got to make it happen, or it's not gonna happen. You got to get up off your hind parts and bust a move, or nothing is gonna happen in your life. Sometimes you have to sneak up on success. You got to sneak up on it. Never let them see you coming. You're easing up to it. You're easing up to it. See, you talk too much about your success and you will delay your success. You need to shut it down. Your mouth is too big for where you're trying to go. If you hold your peace, it will speak for itself. And you have to decide, are you so concerned about being bitten that you're willing to spend the rest of your life laying dead? Or is there something pumping down inside of you that says, bite me or not, I'm getting up? The risk of being bitten is the cost of getting up. As more people love you, more people hate you. And the more people believe in you or like you or help you or support you, the more people hate you, because it creates an opportunity for envy. Your success in any level creates an opportunity for envy. The only way to avoid it is to stay down. If you lay dead, even the animals won't bite you. The reason that we have not totally been able to be as successful as a people as we would like to be is because we have such a crab barrel mentality that we have never been able to come together and see the benefit of joining alliances so that we could move both of our dreams ahead more aggressively. And instead of being in collaboration, we insist on being in competition. And consequently, we don't reach the goals that we should have been able to reach because we have never understood the power of partnerships. This is very important. The people around you have everything in the world to do with the decisions you make. Because they get in your ear, spouting their perspective. And if they are right, it is a blessing. But if they are wrong, it is a curse. And if they are wrong, they don't die, you die.